Well, once again, as we are just in the beginning stages of returning life to normal or the new normal, we still have lots of different entertainment options and venues that people have to choose from this summer, as opposed to last summer, really, with the tumult and turmoil of the pandemic. And one of those places is Norfolk, the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival, Yale School of Music. Provides opportunities for not only people to listen to terrific music and expose family members and friends to terrific music, singers, instrumentalists, composers, but I think one of the more important things of what it does for the musicians that come and perform at the festival. And the festival will be going on this year. It will be virtual. And joining us today is the director of the Chamber Music Festival, Melvin Chin. Melvin, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here. First of all, I want to apologize for all the noise. I'm up at Norfolk right now, and apparently they're on a water main. So if you hear any noises, I apologize for that.
That's okay. We have to deal with what we have to deal with. Obviously, just one more thing that you have to deal with going into this summer's performances. Well, Melvin, for people that aren't familiar with you or about you, why don't you give a little background to people, how you came to Norfolk and how you have come to run the Chamber Music Festival.
Sure. I first came to Norfolk as a festival artist in the early 2000s when I was on the piano faculty at the Yale School of Music. I left for a little while and then came back, and I'm professor of piano at the Yale School of Music and also deputy dean. And I became director about 4 years ago. And I have to say it's a wonderful job. Not only because Norfolk's a beautiful place, but we get the best musicians here, both young musicians who are just starting their professional career and also seasoned world-class musicians who have a very successful career. And the combination of those two things, along with the beauty at Norfolk, is quite special.
So let's talk a little bit about you once again will be virtual this year. And is there a specific website? First of all, we'll talk about this, a specific website that people can go to get the links to attend these concerts.
Absolutely. Just go to norfolkmusic.org. And when you get there, you'll see it'll be very easy to stream these concerts. Let me just say a reason about why we're not able to have live audiences yet. As you know, we're coming out of a pandemic, and as a program of Yale University, we have to follow their health and safety protocols. They've been very, you know, at Yale, we've been very successful at being able to run programs and educate students amidst the pandemic, and one of the reasons we're able to do that is that the university has these policies that are usually more strict than the state guidelines. And because of that, you know, for example, Yale, we're not allowed to have outside guests at this point. And that's one of the reasons we can't have audiences. So I anticipate, you know, we'll be able to do it definitely next summer, but unfortunately, all the concerts that we have will be live, will be in the shed, but will be streamed virtually.
All right, let's talk about it, because you have a series of different concerts. Let's start off, and I'm probably a little bit out of order here, but you have an emerging artist showcase, which is really what I find so spectacular, where people can actually listen to performances from artists that they're going to hear far more from in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of one of my most favorite parts of Norfolk is first identifying and then being able to work with and hear these really, really talented young artists. We have an audition process that begins actually in the middle of January when we get all the applications. Usually, we would hear these students live. You know, we'd go to the different cities and we'd have auditions and they would come and play for me as well as some of our faculty. And then we choose, obviously in the pandemic we couldn't do that, so everyone sent in recordings, and we listened to the recordings and chose a small group of really talented young artists. I think we're about half the normal size that we usually are, so we have about 20 young artists. I have to say that, they're extremely talented. It was really hard to make a decision because we had so many great applicants, and I'm really excited to have them come to Norfolk this summer and work with them. And they'll be playing on this Young Artist Series. They're working under the guidance of the faculty in these Young Artist Concerts that you'll hear on Thursday evening and Saturday mornings. But I also feature them on the Friday night concerts where they're playing alongside their faculty mentors. So I think these young artists are very exciting.
We are speaking with Melvin Chen, the director of the Music Festival, of course, which takes place at Yale School of Music, Norfolk Chamber Music Festival. And we just talked about the Emerging Artists Showcase, which is a separate thing, but the concerts are available. But let's go to the regular artist series now, where you bring in more seasoned veterans and composers. That kicks off on July 9th, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. And, the artists I bring in for these Friday and Saturday evening concerts are doing also double duty. They're performing, but also during the week they're working with our young artists. And so we have groups like the Brentano Quartet, the Miro Quartet, the Emerson Quartet will be with us as well, and some stellar individual players like Gilles Von Sadel, pianist Ann Schein, pianist Boris Berman, violist Steve Tenenbaum. So these are the cream of the crop of the performing artists that are specializing in chamber music. And so it's great to have them here and work with our students. And we also get to hear their great artistry as well.
And like we said, all these concerts will be streamed live, virtual, and the information is available on your website, which is
NorfolkMusic.org.
There you go, NorfolkMusic.org. So now, how long did, when you planned for this summer of music, when do you really start putting the plans together? And obviously during the past year and a half with the pandemic, when does it all seem to fall in place for you? I mean, do you start months and months ahead of time, or do you have to really wait and see what pieces you have to work with?
Actually, it's interesting. I mean, this year is an anomaly. I would say usually by the end of January, I will have constructed all the programs, and we know what the summer is going to be like. We know what pieces we're going to do. We know who's coming. So in a normal year, that's how we would do it. This year was very different because we were not actually sure if the university would allow us to run the program this summer. And we didn't get final approval for the program until, I would say, beginning of May. At that point, we jumped into high gear. We got the programs ready. Jim Nelson, the manager of the festival, said to me, we're doing about 5 months of work in 5 weeks. So, right now we're working furiously to get the summer ready. I think we're doing well. We're going to be ready to go. But this year was unusual, so it was compressed.
Now, it's interesting. People around here, most people are aware of Music Mountain and its place in history as chamber music, but I'm not sure people are aware that I think your lineage dates back to the 1800s, does it not?
The late 1800s. Actually, it's very interesting because the location where we do our concerts was the estate of Ellen Battelle Steckel, and she left her estate in a trust and gave money to Yale University to run summer programs in music. And while she was alive, she built the Music Shed, which is our concert hall, in 1906, and she ran a music festival for one weekend every summer that ended around 1939 with the death of her husband. And so during that time, the music festival ran, and it was one of the most popular music festivals in the country. Every famous musician you could think of has played at Norfolk, including Rachmaninoff, Kreisler, Caruso. So it has a really distinguished musical tradition that we try to carry on to this day.
You know, we are so lucky here because we are bombarded with incredible entertainment and music. It goes from, like I said, Music Mountain to the Summer School of Music that you put on, and also during the school year, Hotchkiss. I mean, we're very lucky, and we get to see and hear artists that a lot of people don't get to experience in their places. And once again, we remind you that the concerts this year in Norfolk, the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival, are virtual this year. You can get all the information at the website, or also, if you have questions, 860-542-3000. So now, let me ask you, Melvin, after the summer is over, do you take some time off, or do you go right back into teaching and working with students again?
Well, that's a good question, because I'm usually exhausted by the time Norfolk's over. I try to take a week or two off, and then school starts. So I go right back into teaching and into playing, which you know I love. But I do try to take some time off because the summer at Norfolk is a very intense time.
What I think is not only is this is an intense time, but with the students that you are working with, and with the professionals, these are exacting people, and this is really an amazing situation. I think that we have just a wealth of riches of entertainment like this that's available. And once again, this year, once again, it's online, virtual, with the Chamber Music Festival in Norfolk. I want you to have a successful summer, obviously, and get a well-needed rest before you start teaching again. And maybe a year from now when we're speaking, we'll be talking about once again being able to go out to the beautiful campus there in Norfolk and see these concerts live.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to a summer of music and to next summer when we can welcome everyone back.